Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour, the 8 to 9 hour, formerly Tom Tynan's Home Show Hour, but he moved back an hour. Still has a three-hour show from 9 to noon, which is awesome for him. He didn't lose anything. He just got to sleep in a little bit more, which, you know, hey, we started at 7, and we're trucking hard, and we'll go till 9. This is Home Show Garden Pros, the show where we – all things gardening, all things horticulture, landscape, planting trees, taking care of lawns, veggie beds, big trees, all that stuff. So it's a truly unique show because it is garden professionals. You have me, you know, I've had my career kind of in gardening and learning stuff on top of some education. And then our awesome Garden Pro Co-op members come on, and they are all true professionals in this field. So from hands in the dirt kind of landscapers, getting that stuff done, people that order plants, know the plants, know plants for this area that are successful, people that deal with irrigation and know how to manage that stuff. So we're really lucky to have so much knowledge on the show, and not just book knowledge, but knowledge that has been proven in the field. You can access that knowledge multiple ways. It's a live radio show, so yay. Got that going for us. So that means that you can call in 713-572-4610. And it's fun when you call. Not only do you get great information, but, you know, you get to talk with really cool folks, like the guy I got with me now, Danny Linderman.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing good, too.
Good.
Yeah, kind of in the flow here, you know. Do you get on Facebook very often?
No, I'm not a Facebook guy. My hands are usually too dirty to type on a computer.
You're on Instagram too much?
Instagram. Yeah, whatever that is.
It's a Graham that's instant.
Graham cracker?
I think so, yeah. I think it just mad. It's like pops up there. Yeah. Are you talking about Graham crackers? I'm not on Instagram either. But we do have a great Facebook page. The show does.
My son is the third generation, and he's kind of – taking the lead on that because of us old folks are not
because the graham cracker kind of comment.
Yeah, the graham crackers.
He's like, Dad, I'll do it. And when you say third generation, you mean third generation in the nursery business.
Correct. My father and mother started it, and then me and my brother Joey kind of got in there, and Judy was in there with us, and then now my son has graduated from college and came aboard.
That is just awesome. That's great.
It is. It's cool.
It's a lot of really like neat. People's dream is to have their kids be interested in their small business, but it doesn't happen all that often.
Right. Now, hopefully he'll stick with it. And, you know, he's got a lot of interest in it. So he's, you know, young. You know how young kids are.
I do. So some of them, depending on how young, are real short.
You know? No, he's not short.
No, I mean like 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds. No. He's out of college, so he's in his 20s.
He's grown up now.
Now, I met your other son.
I only have one
son. Okay,
so
I met him.
I don't know which other one you met. But.
Well, he wasn't small. but he, you know, tall guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, you're pretty stocky.
Yeah, he's grown up quite a bit.
Nice, strong shoulders.
There you go.
We're going to take a quick break. No, I'm just he does have strong, nice shoulders and great name, Danny.
Yes, sir.
So if you have any questions today, you can address them to Danny. And you will get an answer.
There you go.
So 713-572-4610 is how you get on here. And I'm going to take a little bit to talk about Southwest Fertilizer. I've actually been there a bunch of times because I live close to there and I break a lot of tools. And so they sell a lot of tools. Their tool wall is so cool. If you haven't been to Southwest Fertilizer, it's worth just going for the tool wall. So it's on kind of the east wall of their space. One thing I love about them... their name is Southwest Fertilizer, so it gives this idea that like they're kind of committed to the world of chemical fertilizing. And I guess not to say that they aren't. They have a ton of options for herbicides, pesticides, pretty much anything that's ever talked about anywhere, they sell it. But they have this huge corner of organic fertilizers. And everything we talk about, you can get there. And they even have a lot more stuff than anybody talks about on building up fungal matter, on building up kind of like a balanced biomass in your soil. They got a bunch of smart employees too. In addition to kind of like the tools, the awesome organic section, they have feed. Like if you, you know, let's say you got a, you're in the Meyerland area and you got a horse, like you can go get your food up there for the horse, but also bird feed, stuff like that. It's a, they have a big corner devoted to birding, which I love. My in-laws are recently got involved with birding. And so they're there all the time. And I'm always like, get me a gardening invention, because Southwest Fertilizer often carries like cool new gardening inventions. And they got this mower shop in the back. And I got to tell you, if you've kind of run out of your passion for mowing, probably your mower is lousy. So I got a Toro, they sell Toros, and gosh, I'm like teaching my kids to mow again and like back out there. And I'm telling my wife, babe, you got to check out this mower and how easy it is to go. And she just, you know, she didn't love it because she doesn't, who likes mowing, you know, besides me and some other of you dudes out there. But it kind of rekindled this thing, and they can repair mowers, they can sharpen blades, they can sharpen any tool or fix any handle. And I love that about them. Their team's not just knowledgeable, it's also really friendly. It's a warm place you go in. So if they don't have stuff, they'll find it for you. They really do have a lot of products and want to always do a better job sourcing things and finding things and helping their customers out. Bob is the owner there. Bob Patterson, really, really great guy. I can kind of speak to that from experience. He's just a really, really solid dude, and he hires really solid folks. You can go by and see him. It's worth a trip. I do want to mention one more thing that I think is really, really important. It's kind of a underrated element about this place, and they have kitty cats that you can pet. They always say they have store cats, and they're really nice. Okay, so I know you're not in it for the pets. You're in it for the amazing gardening advice and amazing tool selection. So go to southwestfertilizer.com. Great spot. Go check them out.
How do professional flower growers and landscapers grow healthy, beautiful plants? They have a secret. ColorStar and NutriStar fertilizer from Nelson Plant Food, Texas made, using scientifically balanced ingredients. Targeted nutrition helping plants grow faster, stronger, needing less water and fungicides. Now you know, grow like a pro. Use Nelson Plant Food. Look for the gold star at Garden Pro Nurseries or find a nearby store at nelsonplantfood.com.
You deserve all the natural light you want in your home. Best way to get it? A skylight. Hi, I'm Dan Marshall with Innovative Skylights. I know what you're thinking. Skylights leak. Mine don't. Maybe you've had one that leaked. It wasn't one of mine, because my skylights don't leak. I guarantee it. All an Innovative Skylight lets in is light, and you can control how much. Call us, the guaranteed no leak, nothing but light skylight guys. InnovativeSkylights.com, 713-466-1551. More light, no leaks, guaranteed. 713-466-1551.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Now, more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All righty, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, here with Danny Linderman.
Good morning.
I'm Danny Milliken. So you can connect with us. We love answering calls, love helping you be a better gardener. That's the reason we're here, is to kind of improve this city's game. When we're better gardeners, man, everything's more beautiful. Everybody's happier, and we like that. So 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. That is how you get in touch with us. We kind of, you know, often have a topic for the show, something we want to get into. And as Danny and I were talking, we talked about doing fall threats. What are some things that are kind of threatening your plants in your garden in the fall time? Common problems we see pretty often, and also things we're seeing right now. So Danny, we were talking, and army worms are kind of all over the place.
Right. I've heard several people tell me about army worms, and that is going on right now.
Yeah, and my dad up even north of Dallas was like, what do I do? They're right. decimating a hay crop.
Yep, I've heard that from several people also.
Yeah, and we had some professionals at Memorial Park ask me what to do. It's like that, you know, and these are like, this is their job. They're
right,
pros.
Right.
But they also, Memorial Park's trying to get a lot more organic, a lot more safe all the time. Also, when people see you spraying something, they get nervous.
Yeah, I'll guarantee you.
So public outreach place, yeah. So what do you do? What do you do for a worm like that?
Either BT or horticultural oil. Those are the two probably best controls of that.
That's cool you say that because I like mixing them.
You mix them?
Yeah, I mix them pretty good because the BT is so water sensitive.
Right, right. And right now we have the water.
Yeah, we do. More coming today, I think.
It looks like it.
So so the BT is a bacteria, Bacillus thuringiensis, fancy long name. All the bacteria have like the longest name.
You brought,
like single-celled organism that you can't even see with your eye, but they have like super long name. They should just like, it's like this one's R1, you know? They should get droid names.
Droid names.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a lot easier. So it actually, when caterpillars eat it, it destroys their digestive system.
Right.
But an issue with all leaf treatments, so if you're doing a pesticide treatment, a BT treatment like you're talking about, my understanding is the army worm specifically, larval stage and early kind of adolescent stage, they're in the ground.
Right, right. BT is probably one of my favorite products for worms. It is great. It's easy, but it does wash off, and it's got to be eaten by the worm.
Okay, so that's great for if you got them on your leaves, that's how you get them off your leaves.
Right.
BT, and then do something to make them stick / make it be able to stay through a little bit of watering. Because if you're putting BT out there and people turn their sprinkler, what happens?
Well, you ought to not have the sprinkler on,
that's
first
it?
Of all.
Okay, yeah, right, because it's raining. Yeah, I guess that makes a lot of sense. But let's just say it dries out a little bit.
Right, right.
Army worms are still wrecking shop on their St. Augustine. And they're seeing, do they need just not water?
Right. I'd lay back on the water for right now. Right now, the way the ground is in most of the areas that I've been around, you ought to have your sprinkler system off for the next week.
Oh, wow. Well,
there's plenty of water in the ground, and it's starting to cool down a little bit. Cloud cover every day. Lay off the water.
Okay. So that's going to deal. There's a solution, BT and hort oil mixed. I like that. Stickiness, protect the BT a little bit.
Right.
But what about that like early generation of army worms that's in the soil?
Soil health is where it's all going to come from. Compost. Compost is probably one of the main protectors. It's just a natural way to go.
Right. That's awesome. I mean, obviously, I love compost. I talk about it way too much on the show, but that's okay. Cool. 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 We're actually going to take a quick break, but I want you to really, talk a little bit more about how it works and like, how that helps, because it is a problem. I mean, people are getting devastated. I mean, people are worrying about plants that they've never had a problem with, and now they got army worms on them. So we're going to take a quick break, 713-572-4610. Give us a call. Get you on the board, and we'd love to talk to you. So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll be right back.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
The difference between an OK kitchen and an Oh Wow kitchen are the appliances. And Norwest Appliance is where you find Oh Wow.
Oh Wow.
Whether it's a retrofit, a gut, or a new home, go where the builders buy. Norwest Appliance. Get that cooktop you've always wanted. Ovens, ranges, and fridges, washers, and dryers. When your kitchen's done, it won't be just okay. It'll be Oh Wow.
Oh Wow.
Norwest Appliance. The yellow store at 290 in Mangum, where builders and you buy best. NorwestAppliance.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros. Danny Linderman, Danny Milliken, Sports Radio 610. We would love to hear your questions, 713-572-4610. We're going to start jumping into questions here pretty soon, but we just kind of touched on a topic a little bit about these armyworm infestations and how a lot of their earlier, younger versions of themselves are in the soil, in the little top layer of the soil. So a leaf spray, killing them on the leaf, is only killing one generation. But why are they there is my big question.
Probably mainly from poor soil health or for years of pesticide treatment that has really thrown off the soil health.
Oh, wow. See, that's a wild notion because a lot of us are looking for an easy pesticide solution to the problem. And because they're in the soil, there isn't an easy solution that's going to work all season. So, but if we're repeating ourselves by doing that chemical solution,
you're just making the problem worse. I mean, you keep on chasing that problem with more pesticides and herbicides and everything else.
Right.
And it just making the problems worse. Mother Nature wants the plants to succeed.
Yeah.
And we're almost fighting with Mother Nature to win. And that's going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah, for sure, because we've been looking for an easy solution.
Correct.
Now, putting down compost is easy.
That's an easy solution.
And so that's something that, you know, really putting down compost, doing kind of a leaf treatment to kill the caterpillars, any number of recommendations you get, not give, but people get getting a lot of different recommendations.
Right.
So we're saying BT, be careful, be aware of water on the plant because the BT will rinse off. And get compost underneath it to kind of kill that upcoming infestation.
Right. I think one of the key things is, too, once you do the compost, you need to stay with that organic pattern. And just because you do compost today and then you jump back in there with insecticides.
Oh, gotcha.
We're again, slipping backwards.
You can wipe out the positive benefit
right,
of the compost.
Right.
Gotcha. Man, well, that's great information. Danny Linderman giving us the good stuff. We're going to go to some callers. 713-572-4610. Ann, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question, Ann?
Yes, I would like to aerate and use the compost for my lawn. Who do you recommend to do that?
What part of town are you in?
Spring.
Okay. Well, we are happy to recommend year-round organic lawn solutions, and the website is yearroundhouston.com.
Great.
And they'll
okay,
do.
So I just,
yeah, they'll do all the stuff that they aerate, compost, top dress, and make sure you get good fertilizer.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love your show.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, to me, if I got armyworms in my lawn, I'm compost, top dressing.
Right, right.
Yeah. We have had some success in trying to figure out armyworms by using a molasses treatment.
Correct.
But it rinses off even easier than the BT.
Right. That is one of the problems with some of the organic solutions is it's organic, so rain will take it away.
Yeah. Well, that's where we can mix it with horticulture
right.
oil or even something like aloe vera. You know, that's like a surfactant that people are using pretty often now. And it gets in the plants a little bit, so you got to be careful with it. Okay, so that's one of our fall threats that we're dealing with, armyworms. Another fall threat that we talked about, and feel free to call us with armyworm questions. We want to get into it. We want to talk about it. 713-572-4610. Any other questions also? Like sitting here with a garden pro who's, you know, been hands in the dirt for – how long have you been hands in the dirt?
Oh, how old am I? I'm probably 30 years.
30 years, yeah. So knows how this stuff has been doing it. So 713-572-4610. Sherry, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you. I am thinking about getting one of them Japanese grape trees, and I have a question about how should I dig that hole? Should it be like two times the size of the container, two, three times? I'm just not sure.
You need a main, the main thing, no matter what size the container is or anything else, you need plenty of room to get that soil and a compost mixture back into that hole without any air pockets. So leave yourself enough room to get in there and get that soil back in there around that root ball. So if you dig it too small, you won't have the room to get in there and work. So that's kind of the key. Maybe 6-8 inches on either side would be enough for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Sherry. I think she's talking about one of my favorite plants. Two things. A loquat, maybe?
Maybe. Japanese blueberry?
Maybe a Japanese blueberry. And maybe also what's known as Jabotakaba, which is a delicious fruit tree. They're pretty. So if she maybe went to a nursery and they're like, oh, you got to try this, well, they're overstocked on Jabotakaba.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, maybe a Japanese blueberry. But all of them have the same problem. Man, that was just... I'm feeling proud right now. Not because I taught you that, but because that's like a thing that it's so easy to forget or take for granted that when we dig a hole and we dig it too deep, we put soil back in,
right.
There's air in there and we're putting our tree in and then the tree sinks down and next thing you know, the roots cannot survive.
Yeah. Air pockets are probably one of the worst things to have on newly planted trees or plants and planting too deep. Is the next problem. The roots have to have oxygen, and once they sink or we cover them up with dirt or underwater or whatever it may be, that's you're on a death sentence there.
Absolutely. And we want our plants to keep living. It's good stuff. So we've been talking compost about fall armyworms, and then every time I plant a tree, I like to put a little bit of compost in the hole and kind of really do a circle on top. And whenever I talk about compost I am going to recommend Nature's Way Resources. They not only make amazing compost, but they do it the right way. And when I say right way, I mean they use multiple different food sources for the compost itself. In their leaf mold compost, which is worldwide famous, people order it from all over the place. I deliver it to multiple different places. They use leaves, grass, food waste, horse manure, all those things mixed together. Sometimes veggie waste goes in there, some fruit a little bit every once in a while. Mixings together, and then they have a long, hot composting period, very long, 2 years actually, or almost 2 years. And the reason that it's so cool they have all these different foods is because different soil microbes eat different things, right? And so with a great compost, you not only want a lot of living entities, you want a lot of different kinds of living entities. And John Ferguson, the owner of this company, knows that. He doesn't just know this stuff. He's teaching this whole industry how to do it better. He loves teaching. He loves kind of correcting and guiding compost operations. We have a compost operation at Memorial Park, and John has been incredibly generous with his time, just giving us advice and kind of coaching us on how to do stuff. So, I mean, it's just, you know, he's not just making the best stuff in the area. He's guiding a whole industry to do it better. And he's one of the reasons why Houston is kind of one of the easiest places to do landscaping and do it the right way, is because he is such a great guide. They have a bunch of different soil blends that they've carefully crafted. They have a veggie mix just for veggie gardens. They got a citrus mix, a lawn mix for just lawns that's going to be great for overcoming a lot of the problems that you deal with. But year-round Houston, all of our Garden Pro places sell their stuff or use their stuff because it's simply the best. So you can kind of check out who all sells them, what kind of mixes they got, or check out their amazing blog by going to their website, naturewayresources.com.
I love my trees, their shade, their beauty, but every fall I waste time up a ladder cleaning tree muck out of my gutters. No more. I'm done mucking around. I called Gutter Professionals of Houston. They came out and got the muck out of here once and for all, because now their gutter covers work with my existing gutters, sweeping away the leaves and debris, leaving my gutters guaranteed mucking clear. And you know, they look great on my house. Don't be a demucker. Fix your eaves before the leaves. Call GutterProfessionalsofHouston.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, this is Home Show Garden Pros. Name Home Show because we're part of the Home Show family. So that Home Show, the Home Show extends from 7 all the way to noon. For 2 hours, you got Garden Pros where we talk gardening, try to answer gardening questions, whatever we can. Then Tom Tynan has his awesome show starting here in 29 minutes, Home Show Radio. With Tom Tynan, he's a master of all things home repair. So great show, been doing it forever. Great guy too. So we're now here. I'm here with Danny Linderman.
Good morning.
Answering gardening questions. Good morning. 713-572-4610. Astros just clinched the playoffs last night, and we're going to go to a caller. Ralph, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question, bud?
Hello. My phone is cutting up for some reason. I want to know about my rattlesnake beans. They've got that cutworm coming on it. Now, what are you calling that now?
Well, you may be dealing with cutworm, but army worm is the big scourge right now.
Okay. What is proof? I'll use 7-Dust on it, and is that all right?
I wouldn't use it on food, personally.
Well,
I'd give it a couple weeks.
The leaves are just coming up. You know, I'm just getting baked up.
Well, Ralph, and hey, good to hear from you. You know, missed you last week. But no, I love Ralph calls in all the time, Danny.
Right,
so it's,
right.
It's cool. The reason I anything that we are kind of using on leaves or whatever does wind up falling on the soil, and so it's kind of just being very aware that that's happening, and then everything in the soil, you know, there's a chance that it gets taken up by roots. So that's why I say that. And I, you know, if you can be very careful about it, you were there using the 7-Dust. Did you find it effective on the worms?
Oh yes, it's off the leaf now. It's not cutting anymore. It seems like anyway. All right.
Yeah, if you're eating that plant or that crop, I would try to stay really organic. That is a big concern nowadays. And you know, 7-Dust was very popular back in the day, but I think we've learned a lot over the years.
Well, I have melathion. Would that be proper?
No, probably not again on that. I would neem oil, BT, those kind of things, horticultural oil, but try to stay away from the manufactured pesticides on a garden. That is
okay. What is this BT we're talking about? Sorry.
It's a very common landscape problem. I mean, a product that you can get pretty much not only at any garden co-op location, but
okay,
even order it online or everywhere basically sells it. And it's a bacteria. Absolutely. Plants for All Seasons has a couple different options of it.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it comes in a ready RTU bottle. You don't really have to mix it. And so, yeah. And, you know, you're going to garden how you garden. And it really is like up to you to do what you'd like to do. I find myself like interested in, if I can know what I'm putting on my food, then I'm knowing what goes in my body. You know, if I like my veggie bed. So thanks, Ralph, so much, man. We think you're great.
Good program. We like him.
Okay. All right. Bye, bud.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's tough stuff because, you know, we've been told and kind of taught to use these things for so long.
Well, the way I look at it is we eat enough bad stuff as it is.
I mean, Cheetos.
Coffee, and who knows what's in that coffee. You know, there's a lot of different things. You know, we sneak into a hamburger joint. who really knows what's in there? So, you know, when you can control it, let's control it. You know, let's not use pesticides in our gardens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a great, great advice. I want to be about nutrition, right? I want to be about health and pushing things forward. And there's no place that I want to be about that more than the veggie garden.
Right.
Because that literally is going into you and your kids' bodies. I mean, the lawn is one thing, but I like go play fetch with my dog in the lawn, and people play with their kids in the lawn. You know, like wrestling is great in the lawn. It's sprinkler days, right? Where just you're setting the sprinkler up and you're just playing on the grass. Like, and again, I'm saying my own like
right, teach their own
conviction. Yeah, my own feeling. But I see it as like if there's a good way to do it that doesn't require me to set the soil back. So I'm having better success with my plants and be safe. Like, I'm going to choose that way.
Right. Mother Nature wants you to succeed.
Yeah, and it's not about being, you know, hippy-dippy or whatever. There's a lot of science involved with this.
Like, right, right.
Literally, it's biology is a science. Like, microbiology is science being applied.
You know, for the last whatever billion years, the planet Earth has been here with
that's right,
vegetation, trees, and different things going on.
Yeah.
And we come in and want to control it.
And 100 years ago, we were getting really good yields from crops.
Right.
And we were doing compost and reusing manure, reusing all of our plant waste. I think it's both a return and a renewal, like checking out science that works, that's not going to hurt us, not looking for that instant, easy solution, maybe like buying a little bit better fertilizer,
right,
using compost a little bit more, making your own, stuff like that is what it's going to take. And when we talk about better fertilizer and science, there's really no better place to go than Nelson Plant Food.
Right.
Dean, the owner, he is a scientist and also cares about the soil and has crafted this kind of wonderful fertilizer for a bunch of different plants' needs. Does have an excellent – Ralph, if you're looking for an excellent soil – I mean a fertilizer for your veggie garden, NutriStar from Nelson Plant Food has a veggie mix that's phenomenal. The reasons I love it are that it's been around forever. He carefully crafts it, never stops trying to improve it. So it's, you know, this is one of those cases where like you can't paint with a broad brush, right? People are like, no chemicals. But, you know, if a chemical is carefully crafted and kind of tested on soils to see how it's going to work, then it's not bad. It's totally should be used because it's going to encourage soil life and really encourage root health. And kind of those great little steps is what NutriStar does. And it works. It works really, really well. He crafted the first thing, ColorStar, for landscapers, for them to use to improve color that they just installed, and then went next level with this NutriStar line. So the NutriStar line is for 11 different plants or 11 categories of plants, and every plant has different needs. Every plant gets hungry for different foods at different times, and that's what this comes in. It can feed the plants really, really well without having negative soil impact. That's the beauty of the product. So one kind of secret is he does use a few organic nitrogen sources and a few kind of well thought out chemical sources, one of which is Nutrilene, which isn't a salt, so it doesn't burn anything. It feeds, it doesn't burn. So the NutriStar delivers healthier, long lasting plants. I've seen that in action, and all of our co-op members sell it. A lot of them even refill the containers that are that committed to this product. So feed your plants, they're hungry. Visit nelsonplantfood.com.
What's worse than a broke down air conditioner? Getting squeezed for every nickel because you need a new one now. Owie. Beat the squeeze play. Get a free second look. Absolute Comfort Air will send a neat, clean tech to check out your system and give you a free second opinion. It beats wondering if you're paying out the wazoo. Fact is, Absolute Comfort Air specializes in resurrecting old systems, so a second look could save you a bundle. Get a free Absolute Comfort Air second look. AbsoluteComfortAir.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. Home Show Garden Pros. Yeah. On Sports Radio 610. Sorry, the music just got me in the Lil Jon mode. All right, 713-572-4610. Talking here with the super smart and, like, you know, super experienced Danny Linderman. He smiled when I said that, but hey, don't even...
The super smart part made me smile.
No, stop it. No, really glad you're here. So this is a dude that's hands-on knowledge. We're talking about some of the fall's biggest threats. Armyworms bothering a lot of people, but don't panic. You can do some stuff. Just do remember that the life cycle that's on the leaves is not the only one. There is one in the soil that you need to worry about also. We'll do a Facebook post directly targeted to that question. I'll do it today. So look for it midday, something like that, because it's going to be raining outside, so I'll be able to be on there. So Tom comes on a little bit. I'm here with Danny. Another fall threat that we want to get into, and if you got some fall threats you want to get your questions in on, could be tree or veggies, whatever, 713-572-4610, is brown patch. Brown patch is a lawn fungus that can destroy the roots and the top layer of the roots of lawns. So have you guys been seeing brown patch much yet?
Not yet, but it will be coming with the cool front coming in and all the rain we've been having.
Gotcha.
It would be the next big news maker.
Yeah, and brown patch, it's kind of like a shake our head sort of thing, because really a brown patch is a telltale sign of a lack of soil diversity. So the only way really to get a bad brown patch infestation is to not have tended your soil and have used kind of treatments that feed the grass but hurt the soil. So let's say someone's dealing with brown patch. What's some good advice for them?
Well, so probably prevention is the main thing.
Ooh.
Let's try to prevent it. So right now is the time to start working on that, because when the next cold front hits, or the first cold front really,
yeah,
that will spur everything in the gear. So the drainage on your yard, make sure you're not holding water anywhere. That's going to be one of the bigger problems that starts this. And then, again, like I said earlier, turn the irrigation systems off.
Right.
I mean, if we get this rain that they're forecasting, you need to stop watering, because all you're doing is adding insult to injury.
Sure, right. So there's simple ways to get drainage, and there's complicated ways to get drainage.
Right. There's you know, a bunch of different ways to do it, but whatever it needs to happen, make it happen for right now.
Yeah.
And go back and address the problem properly, you know, as after the fall is gone and we're into winter.
Right. Yeah, I have seen amazing sights in kind of new development lawns.
Right.
Where I've seen like a patch of grass that's starving from water and then a puddle over here.
Yeah.
And so to get rid of that puddle, we put humates down.
Right.
And it worked pretty good. So you're not going to really do the mass overall drainage of your whole space. Regrading kind of is the only way to do that. But
right.
It did allow the soil to hold water for like a foot more than what it did.
Right.
So that might be – humates might be a really great way for a preventative for brown patch or fungal problems.
Yeah, and compost. Adding compost.
Absolutely.
To get that little low area built up a little bit.
Yeah.
Just push it over to that swell or over that little ledge that it won't let the water
right.
drain to.
Yeah, a little – use it as a physical improvement.
Right,
that's awesome.
Right.
Well, that's great. So there are a couple things you can put on it once you do have it. We're going to get to that after this break. We're also going to get to Johnny and Jim and Claire that are all waiting, and that'll be fun. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. If you want to get a call in, 713-572-4610, we'd love to hear from you when we get right back after this.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
First impressions say a lot. A sinking sidewalk or driveway says your home looks tired, unsafe, old. We say, fix it for less than replacement. We're Concrete Raising Corporation, lifting Houston neighbors like you since 1994. Our trained techs know just where to drill and pump traditional grout or advanced foam products to raise sidewalks, driveways, and patios. Level and true, mess-free, finished in hours. What do you say about that? Concrete Raising Corporation. Find us online at crc-houston.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Danny Linderman.
Good morning.
We're talking fall threats. And that's what we're talking about. So army worms, mosquitoes, brown patch. These are things that are going to kind of be a big problem that we can deal with. You know, rain and cooling weather, we really can't do much about. So we're going to focus on things we can talk about. That's what we're talking about. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We'd love to answer your garden question, help you improve your garden game. We're actually going to go to a couple callers right now. Johnny, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Danny?
Yes, sir. I have a rose bed out in the front yard, and it has started to get some poison ivy and stuff in it. Is there something I can spray that with to kill the poison ivy without hurting the roses?
Very cautiously, maybe. If it's just a small amount of poison ivy, I'd get some gloves on if you're allergic to it and get out there and pull it. I'm not personally allergic, so it doesn't bother me, but a lot of people
lucky.
Are.
He's not sensitive to your concerns, Johnny. He can't even. He doesn't even get the rash, you know. For him, he's like, just grab it, take it out. Just go ahead and get in there. Now, I'm super allergic to it. But there's really not, you know, one of the only things that kills poison ivy, I think there's some new things now, but is like stump killer, right? Yeah, like stump and vine killer. And that will damage your roses because they would fall in the category somewhere between stumps and vines. I guess it's a big category. And so there's a tool actually called a cobra head weeder, which you, if you're an avid gardener, you would use it a whole lot. It's kind of a mix between a hoe, a rake, and a spade. Really cool thing. But you can, they have long-handled ones, and you can get in there and you can kind of pull up the root a little bit and even break it, and then squirt where you broke the root or the stem with kind of an herbicide, ideally, you know, something strong that's for, you know, get it on the jet spray if you can't get into the bushes and paint it. That's ideal. But then if you can spray it kind of from far away with some stump killer or vine killer. Does that make sense? So you really want to discover where the vine is going to the roots, because that's what you want to kill. Spraying the leaves is not going to do much.
Okay.
So discover where the vine is going down to the roots. Try to break that off. If you can't dig it out, then get some vine killer to spray on where you broke it apart. Deep down in there.
Start now. Don't let it get any bigger.
Yeah, don't let it get any bigger either.
Right. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Danny, I hate poison ivy.
Like I said, it doesn't bother me.
It's I was like, we visited, well, I hate fleas too.
Fleas bother me.
Now you know my two things I hate more than anything else, fleas and poison ivy. I guess I don't like itching. Okay, so we're going to take another caller. Damien, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Thanks for calling. What's your question, bud?
Yeah, good morning. Just wanted to check in on I have a Bermuda lawn and just trying to see what good treatment I could give it before this cold front and something with all the rain. I figure it would be a good time to get something down and get watered in pretty good. The lawn's in decent shape. The backyard, I'm overrun with weeds, but just trying to see what's a good option at this time. So fertilizer-wise.
So fertilizer, you're probably ready to do I don't know if you're doing an organic or synthetic. That's one of the questions I would ask. And you know, cutting that Bermuda down low is going to be one of the keys. But if you're not if you're not able to mow that yard because of the rain, don't cut it down. Don't scalp it, because you're gonna get it back to where it won't be able to photosynthesize, because you're gonna take all the leaf surface off. So be careful with that. The weeds in the backyard, it's probably, you may be mowing it too high and letting the weeds, you know.
I guess I've always kind of mowed it at a high length. I thought was what was the right thing to do, I guess.
Well, Damien, how high is high? What's the rate you're actually? Or what height?
I've had it on the highest setting on the lawnmower.
So most lawnmowers, that's 4 inches, right? Yeah. So that's so what happens is, and you know, if I can take a moment to explain, kind of classic. But in good Bermuda that's being kept at the right height, the leaves will grow sideways, and they'll make kind of like a shield to block the soil from getting light. When we mow it too high, the leaves point upward, letting tons of sunlight hit the soil. And every soil has a seed bank, and most of them are weeds. And so by mowing too high, a lot of times you get sunlight to the ground. So I think that's incredibly intuitive, like, thought Danny had on that, on, you know, that practice. And maybe that's why you got some weeds popping up.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess I've heard both, like, high or cut it low, but
different grasses have different heights. And that's actually, like, you know, you have a range on all grasses. And if you stay in the high part of the range, you keep water in more, you mow less, you outcompete weeds. But if you go outside the range, then you kind of get it growing in a way that's less competitive. So it's like if St. Augustine is, you know, you could probably mow it at 5 or 6, but if you let it go to 12.
That's probably what I'm used to, yeah.
Yeah, St. Augustine is 4 is kind of the ideal.
Right. Bermuda's totally different.
Yeah, totally different.
Okay.
So maybe knock it down to 2.5 inches. Would you say that's about right?
Cautiously, because if it's been used to being mowed at 4 inches, I wouldn't want to jump in there.
Gotcha.
One day.
That's great advice.
So, yeah.
And then as far as the fertilizer front, You know, Danny wisely asked what kind you want to use. I'm not even going to do that. I would say just MicroLife 624. If you are another reason you might be dealing with weeds is because your soil is compacted, either from Harvey, from kind of, you know, mediocre practices.
It's a new lawn and put in pretty poorly.
Yeah, I would say, man, compost top dress that thing. Get some compost, spread it out everywhere, and follow up with MicroLife 624, and you will truly love the outcome.
MicroLife 624?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and it's a... Yeah, we talk about it all the time, microlifefertilizer.com. And if you want someone to talk to about top dressing, yearroundhouston.com. But it's just basically you're getting compost everywhere all over the space. So, hey, thanks so much for calling, Damien.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's funny. I've made the mistake with Tifway 419.
Right.
I was like, we got to mow this higher. This is too low. We're mowing it like seven, you know, an inch or whatever.
Right.
And then, you know, I started doing that, and I talked to a lawn professional. He's like, oh, Tifway 419, its like highest range is an inch.
Yeah, it likes to be short.
Yeah, and I was like, so I was making all the leaves stand up straight, and sure enough, the weeds popped up, even though our soil was just really, really healthy. It's just because of cultural practice. So that was on me. So I've done the same thing, man, and I am a garden pro here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we're talking with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries.
Right.
So great couple of nurseries. We'll get into what's happening down there after we take our break, but I want to take a little bit to talk about Plants for All Seasons, which is up to 49, just past Louetta. Beautiful, beautiful place. And there's a lot I love about Plants for All Seasons. They have an incredible fall vegetable selection right now. So a lot of y'all are wondering, what do I put in my fall garden? Well, if you're up in that northwest part of town, anywhere near there, you know, Spring or Magnolia, anywhere up there, I'd run over to Plants for All Seasons and talk to them over there about what to do. And you can get a bunch of seeds. They have this really cool seed wall. So once you walk into their building and take a look on the wall right to your left, there's this huge seed wall. Tons and tons of great seeds, good seed selection, good seed brand. They just have a bunch. So get some seeds, get some plants, all the veggie stuff, get in the ground, do it as soon as you can, and you'll have that much more produce. But they don't just have veggies. Incredible pot selection. They have this really cool station where they'll make a kind of a container, design container for you. And, you know, they can use all herbs. They can use all veggies. They can use all flowers. They can do a combo. Really cool how creative you can be, or, you know, they can help you be at that station. But they also grow a ton of their own bougainvillea, a ton of their own plants there, which is really neat because, you know, it's like you get a bougainvillea that's been grown in Colombia. It may not be that great for our climate. So you want stuff that's been grown locally because it'll survive that much better. And, you know, they do have just a bunch of great shade trees, a bunch of great shade, actually, for walking around in. And all the bread and butter landscape plants, tons of selection, tons of plants. They do gardening classes all the time. Check out their website for their incredible list of stuff. Really great selection. So, yeah, get over there and get your green on. It's Plants for All Seasons. And check them on their website, plantsforallseasons.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Southwestfertilizer.com.
Soil health is key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Danny Milliken here for Nature's Way Resources. They make quality local soils, rich mulch, and beautiful fertile compost that save gardeners time and money. Nature's Way offers vegetable and garden mix, great soils for citrus, lawn, potted plants, and other soil blends. They make everything from organic products safe for your children and your pets. Find Nature's Way products in your neighborhood or at any of our co-op members' great retail locations. Search naturewayresources.com or call them at 936-321-6990.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros back here with Danny Linderman. This is your host, Danny Milliken, Linderman Milliken. If it was like we need one more long name, then it would be a law firm. All right, so what's happening up, you know, Enchanted Nurseries is cool because it's actually two different nurseries. You got Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. So what's going on these days? Or tell me what you want to – actually, will you tell me right where they are?
Well, I can tell you right where they are. It might not make a whole bunch of sense to some people. But Enchanted Gardens is out by 359 and 723, right there on the corner. It's kind of south of Katy, north of Rosenberg, if you would.
So I think of like Cinco Ranch.
Right. Cinco Ranch is very close.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, very close. Probably 5-10 minutes away.
Oh, cool.
Most. Enchanted Forest is basically southwest of Sugarland, out by Greatwood. And so it's 10 minutes from Sugarland. If we had a bridge that crossed the Brazos River properly, we'd be 5 minutes from Siena.
One of these days. That'd be nice, actually. Siena. They got a lot of gardeners in Siena. So any good classes coming up, I guess?
Today we're building scarecrows in the rain.
Nice.
So that ought to be fun.
Just put an umbrella in their hand.
Exactly, exactly.
Do.
And then for the next couple months, we'll have classes scheduled every Saturday.
So just check out their website.
Myenchanted.com.
So, hey, Danny, thanks so much for being
on. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Next week, we got Warren Southern Gardens, Diane or Michael will be in, and Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. This music means that we're coming to an end. This is the end of Home Show Garden Pros. Tom Tynan with Home Show Radio. Tom, you there?
I'm here. I'm just listening, but I'm coming up next.
Yeah, you are.
Uh-huh.
So people can call you, too. I mean, people call you, right?
Of course. I give out the number, but you've been doing it all morning. 713-572-4610. I'll be with you until noon today.
Well, stay dry, buddy. If you have a roof leak, you should call your own show to get advice.
Yeah, what's the best plant when you live in a swamp?
Swamp plants.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Good answer.
Thanks a lot. Have a good show, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you for helping make Home Show Garden Pros Houston's fastest growing garden show. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, your garden is always growing, so we're here to help anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Get answers, tips, videos, and our podcast all free. All for you at homeshowgardenpros.com.